Welcome back, Freedom Seekers, to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Sutherland, and your online business mentor. Right now, we are talking about digital products versus affiliate marketing. What is hot? What is the way to go in 2026? This debate is sizzling on the internet. I'm seeing it on Substack. I'm seeing it on Reddit threads. People are asking and arguing and debating over which is the right way to go. And in my opinion, they're all thinking about it wrong. So I'm going to explain to you how I think about this differently, kind of flip the script and dig into explaining to you how you can truly build a sustainable and scalable business in 2026 and beyond in the digital space. Let's do it. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer and follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Hey friend, it's Lindsay. Pause with me for just a second. You're listening to this podcast right now, and maybe you've listened to a dozens or hundreds of episodes. Maybe you've just even done all the things. You've bought the courses, bookmarked articles, joined the Facebook groups, all because you know you need reoccurring income. It's something that's been weighing on you for a while. You might have heard me talk about it, the someday dream. Well, we're going to make this the today action. It's time to get moving. And here's the thing. You've got all the information at your fingertips. And the fact of the matter is, you don't need any more information. You're drowning in information. What you really are starving for is clarity. Everybody in the world is teaching you what to build. And YouTube is full of how-tos. But nobody is helping you figure out which one fits your business, your lifestyle, your actual audience. Which model makes sense for you? How do you know if people are going to pay for it? Where do you even start? Those are not questions that another podcast episode can answer. You, my friend, need clarity, and that's what I created for you. It's a free guide. It's called Earn 5K per month on repeat. Five simple steps that help you figure out what you should build to get that reoccurring income flowing. And it's not just what everybody else is building. It's what makes sense for your business. Because here's the truth. You don't need more information. You need to see your specific path forward. That is clarity. And that's what this guide does. So text the word freedom to 55444 and I will send it straight to you. Again, that's freedom to 55444. It's time to stop listening to all the things and start building. Okay, but definitely keep listening to this one episode, shall we? The point is, the next step is waiting for you in the guide. So take action, get that guide sent to you, and let's build something together. All right, back to the episode. So just an interesting tidbit that you should know is right now, over 90% of e-commerce businesses are expected to start using affiliate programs heavily. And I don't even just mean e-commerce. I mean also SaaS, digital tech. Okay, with the AI revolution, people are vibe coding like madmen. They're creating all kinds of micro SaaS. And the only way, the best way for them to sell it, I shouldn't say the only way, the most affordable way for them to brand and sell and scale their business is through offering affiliate commissions. And I think that's fantastic. And actually, you're going to see full picture of how I would incorporate that into my business. But I think the reason why this debate is so messy is because people are thinking about it from the beginning. So when I think about business, I think about this from the end, right? My dream for you, your dream, why you're here is because you want to live a life that has very little output of effort and a lot of financial rewards. So you have time freedom and financial freedom. Let's face it. That's what we're all doing here, right? Well, okay. So the question is, which one is better, affiliate marketing or digital products? Now, on the surface and from the beginning, if you're thinking about it, let's say like at the beginning of the mountain, right? You're on the beginning of the mountain. You're going to climb and get to the summit. Well, if you're choosing like an affiliate path versus a digital product path, and here's what you might be thinking about. You might be thinking about your time investment upfront, right? You might be thinking, well, affiliate, they've already done all the work for me. So all I have to do is basically market. I just have to be good at marketing. If I could be good at marketing, then I could sell anybody's anything and be successful. And I don't have to build it, right? Now, that is a true statement. There is some truth to that, but there's a little bit more for you to think about there, and I'm going to get to that next. Whereas with digital products, you're thinking, oh my stars, I have to do all the market research. I have to develop the digital product. I have to put it all together and market it, right? So you're thinking, okay, that's kind of a bigger skill set that I may not be experienced in. And it's more time consuming, perhaps. So what are the pros and the cons other than time? Well, let's face it, with affiliate marketing, there's also, when I talked about becoming an expert marketer, that's a loaded statement, right? Affiliate marketing means, let's just say you have 20 different affiliate programs you're pushing. That means you have 20 different funnels, 20 different ad sets, 20 different, I don't know, whatever you're doing, blogs to get there, what, you know, you got to keep up with your blogs, however you're going to market it. You've got to have multiple systems and processes and keep the gas pedal pressed for all 20 all the time. And if those 20 are not aligned in the same vein of conversation, then that is even harder. Okay. So when you're at the very beginning, you may not be thinking about all of those things. And that can lead you down an exhausting trail, a trail that you burn out on because you cannot keep up with everything. Whereas with a digital product, you have full control over it. That's another piece of that. With affiliate marketing, you don't have any control over the deliverables or whether or not it is solving a true pain or is it very generic. Whereas when you create your own products, you have control over the solution, over the transformation. Where it's at right now with digital products is micro problem solving. Okay. So if you could find a gap in the marketplace and solve that with a simple solution and sell that over and over again, you build it once and you sell it over and over again. Okay. Now, that means that the work you put into it is essentially done and it keeps selling and you make 100% of the profit, okay? So if you're selling an affiliate and you're only going to get $7 or $8 a month or $30 a month, even $100 a month or $100 per sale, that's another conversation to have. The question, what I'm alluding to here is this an affiliate commission you get one time? Or is it a reoccurring commission where you're going to get that commission over and over and over again? I kind of just assumed it was going to be reoccurring because otherwise, what would be the point? I personally would not invest my time unless the affiliate was A, reoccurring, and B, didn't require me to subscribe. I used to be an affiliate for Kajabi, but when I switched my CRM and I canceled my subscription, I no longer got any of my affiliate commissions. Womp womp. That's a bummer. So if I was going to be teaching in the online space and I wanted to refer multiple CRMs for various reasons, because there are different use cases, it would require that I am a subscriber to each one. And that kind of gets expensive. I don't want to be a subscriber. I just want to make money off of your product. Okay. But there now, good news is a lot of these SaaS techs that are coming out, the tech software that's coming out, they are catching on to that and realizing that people will be happy to promote and sell their product, especially if they don't have to keep up with a subscription for themselves. Okay, so they are out there. That's all I'm getting at. But again, with digital products, I still say you have ultimate control, you have the authority to make a change if you see the change needing to be made, and you get to keep 100% of the profit versus only getting a fraction through an affiliate commission. The only downside is that there's a little bit of more work to do up front, but you technically have the same amount of work on the affiliate side too, as far as you've got to do the research. You want to know what you're getting into and you have to build the whole system to market it. So I don't really see a whole lot of difference. That's also because I understand that developing a digital product could be as simple as creating, like, I don't know, a 1-hour audio. I mean, That's as simple. It could be that simple. Throw in a PDF and move them into a paid community. I mean, like, it's really, it doesn't have to be that complicated, because you get to sell something that solves a small problem, meaning that the product can be small. Yeah, does that mean the price may be less? But yes, it does. But if it's a hot product, it won't matter, because it'll sell over and over again to the people who need it. The ultimate goal, I would say, just like I said with affiliate, having that monthly reoccurring, you want to look for ways to get the monthly reoccurring on the digital side too, which is why I suggested putting them into a community. Now, I just laid out a lot of information, but let me bring it home with this concept. And this is the way I think about things differently. So rather than asking the question, should I do affiliate marketing or should I do digital products? Think of it like this. Build a brand around one topic. Guys, I feel like I sound like a broken record. Like I say the same thing over and over again, but it's true. Build a digital product of your own or multiple digital products of your own around that topic. And if it makes sense to offer affiliates through there, then do that. But keep them related to your topic, because this is where your capacity control. And when I talk about capacity, I'm talking about your energy. You can control the energy when you're talking about the same thing over and over and over again. Here's a great example. I just recently became affiliated with a local farmer who grows garlic. He has been doing it for almost 20 years, and he has multiple websites that some of them he's bought because they relate to garlic. And it is how he sells his garlic. He also produces garlic in other countries. So he literally has an entire business just selling garlic. Okay. Now that is a very time intensive business, obviously, when it comes to the harvest season, and then you've got packaging and all that other stuff. However, he doesn't really have a marketing channel other than he's bought email lists, which we all know email lists are phenomenal, but he's not getting new people signed up very easily. It's just very organic at this point. And when I'm evaluating, he brought me in to evaluate his business and to help organize and streamline things. And that's great. But one of the things he wants to do is to build up a digital marketing platform or a plan. And I said to him, I'm like, you are sitting on a gold mine here, because you already have the makings of what I preach, which is one topic. Okay, we're talking garlic. Garlic, there are so many things I've learned about garlic in the last month, but there are so many micro pieces to garlic. Garlic, you would think, is a very niche topic, but it can even get more niche. That's what's so fascinating. So we're in this space right now where literally you could choose any topic and build a business around that topic. You can have a digital product. You could have a physical product. You could also have an affiliate relationship, okay? When you have all of those things, not only do you have an actual business, you have a sellable asset. You can now, you've got your list building that is all people interested in this one topic. You have your digital products that you can sell because they're selling, right? You just have yourself the rose bush. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you're like, what's this rose bush? I've mentioned it multiple times. I call it the rose bush effect. See, when you buy a rose bush, you get it brand new, comes with the root ball, and then it has like a stem or a stem and a half, right? And you plant that and you water it, and over time it turns into a full bush. What we're talking about here is the same concept in the online space, okay? You're going to start maybe with digital products because, like I said, it's going to be a little bit more time intensive upfront, but in the end, you have more authority control over it, and you're going to build this into a brand. You're not just going to build it into selling a bazillion affiliate marketing things for a bazillion people and burn out because it's too much to manage. You're going to focus on one topic. You're going to build your digital product. And if you get started doing an affiliate in that topic, that's okay too. I did that when I very first started. My very first affiliate, the way I monetized my podcast, was selling a podcast course through an affiliate commission. That was okay. I mean, it is okay to start out with that, but just know that you're going to eventually build your own products, and it's all going to be around one topic. So there really is no debate. They can both be good. The only difference would be, instead of just being, quote, an affiliate marketer where you just simply are out looking for ideal affiliates and constantly marketing, we'll say hustling for everybody else to get rich. And you're going to have attrition. You're going to have affiliate companies that go out of business or that have bad customer service. You're not going to want to recommend them anymore. I mean, you're going to have attrition. You're going to have people that you just decide to stop promoting, and you're going to have to be looking for new ones and building new funnels and doing all of that. It's a lot of energetic capacity spread out over multiple different topics, multiple different products, understanding, and that's a lot of logins to manage. I mean, there's a lot that goes into that. Whereas if you have one topic and you have your business modeled around that central topic, you can certainly add a branch to your rose bush that is an affiliate leg. For example, one of my clients is a holistic practitioner. Her main product is her HTMA mineral balancing, but she also offers other therapy tools like red light therapy, certain detox therapies, and she is an affiliate for an online store that sells those products. So she has a physical product, she has her coaching product, she has a membership product, and she offers affiliate. But it's all around holistic mineral rebalancing. It's one topic. So focus on one topic. Instead of asking yourself, which avenue will you go? Ask yourself, what topic can you build a rose bush with? Okay. That's really the name of the game. That is sustainable, that is scalable, and it's sellable. All right. Okay, my friends. And by the way, there's so many episodes here. I encourage you to dig in. If you're just getting started, I encourage you to dig in, because you'll hear me talk about the topic, the transformation, you know, you'll hear me talk about how to choose your topic, how to develop it, all of those things, how to do the research. I go deep into getting you started on that. So feel free to binge your heart out, to your heart's content here on this podcast. And then also join us in the Online Business Builders community on Facebook. This is where I go live weekly. I talk about online business. I'm there to support you, answer questions that you may have as well. So I'd love to connect with you in the community. Look for the link in the show notes or find me on Facebook. Freedom Online Business Builders is what the name of the group is. All right, my friends, thanks for tuning in this week. Until next time, bye for now.